Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is episode 71, and let's start with the fact I'm back. I just finished the Soul Train cruise, and all I can tell you about that is if you get a chance to see Morris Day, go. Morris Day and the Time were hilarious, put on a great show. Morris Day is still cool, all right? Kids, if you don't know who he is, go see Purple Rain. You'll know him. Anyway, it was a great time, but it's so good to be back on dry land and to get back into the loop, into the role. On the subject of podcasts, I do another one. It's called Time Out with T.O. with Terrell Owens. I know a lot of you listen to that one also. And it's sort of shifted now that football season's over to a sports podcast. But it's also on the Sideshow Network. Check it out, because this week we interviewed Sugar Ray Leonard. And that was really cool to get to meet Sugar Ray Leonard, to get to talk to him. He's a very cool guy. And no, I didn't take a swing at him because I didn't want him to swing at me. He's still in shape. I know he's small, but he's a pro. He's a champ. I don't want to find out how badass he is. No, all kidding aside, it was great. So it's something else to check out on the Sideshow Network. So please do yourself a favor. Time Out with T.O. Check out the Sugar Ray Leonard episode. Okay, getting to what's going on this week. The first story I'm going to talk about, first topic I'm going to talk about, it's actually kind of personal. Remember a couple of years ago, there was rumor of an airline passenger's bill of rights. Supposedly, they were going to care about us. You know how the airlines treat you. Let's face it, they treat you like cattle. That's what we are. And they know they can do it because we have no choice. I mean, what are you going to do, drive halfway across the country in 4 hours? Not with these speed limits. So there was going to be an airline bill of rights. It had to do with flights being canceled and being left on the tarmac for hours and the fees they charge, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll tell you what happened. The airline industry lobbyists just started paying congressmen to make this thing go away, because having to provide customer service, that, I mean, they do very good promos. Have you flown Delta? Have you heard Donald Sutherland do the Delta promo? It's phenomenal. It sounds fantastic. None of it's true. They don't care about you. But man, he takes us from Orville and Wilbur all the way to Delta today. It's just very impressive. And anyway, I had a flight on American Airlines. Supposed to leave Fort Lauderdale, go to Dallas, go from Dallas to L.A. So I get there to the airport in Fort Lauderdale. The flights to Dallas have been canceled. Now, you probably know, or you may not, but American Airlines and US Air have merged. Or have they? Well, they advertise that they merged, and if you're a frequent flyer, you got the email and the mail saying, yeah, we're merged, and our flight frequent flyer miles are merging, and blah, 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 blah. So what they did was they took me from my American Airlines flight, put me on a US Air flight. I was now going to be routed through Charlotte, Fort Lauderdale to Charlotte, Charlotte to LA. Well, the first thing they did was I had paid for a business class ticket and they bumped me down to coach. And then they said, well, US Air, you have to pay for your bags. Now, if you've flown and you know business class, you don't have to pay to bring your bags. But they said, well, now you're flying coach on US Air and we're not part of American. So they're part of American for the advertising purposes. But when it comes to that baggage fee, American who? What? No, you pay. So you know, I pay my baggage fee and I get my seat. And now I have to go to Charlotte and they have a 4 hour layover, which was nice because they added a 1 hour delay to the 4 hour layover. And basically, I lost my Sunday. That's what happened. I was supposed to be back in L.A. at 2 in the afternoon. I ended up getting back to L.A. at 9 at night. And here's the thing. I don't get a $200 change fee from American. Hey, try that. Just walk up to the counter and say, you know, I don't want to fly today. I want to take a different flight. Just change me. See if there's no fee involved. You know, just it's ridiculous how airlines treat the passengers. And here's what was probably the funniest thing. And if you follow me on Twitter, then you may have followed this on Sunday, because I kept tweeting about American Airlines. And nowadays, corporations have social media people. So American actually has somebody who responds when you write something bad about them. Try it. Write something bad about a big company on Twitter and see how fast they respond. So American basically said, hey, follow us on Twitter and send us a direct message to tell us what happened. Now, I'd already been following them because I had this problem before. So I send a direct message and they're like, well, how can we help you with this? Maybe we can rebook you. Mind you, I've already been rebooked by the counter. And then I don't hear from them for an hour and I put down there ignoring me. We're not ignoring you. There are other people in line, blah, blah, blah. Basically, we're not going to do anything. But this was the beauty of it. They told me to contact their customer service. Now, follow the logic on this. I buy a ticket from American Airlines. American Airlines cancels the flight. American Airlines puts me on US Air. US Air does the baggage charge, blah, blah, blah. American Airlines says, tell us what happened. Wait a minute. You're part of what, like, you took my money. Like, if someone pays to come to my comedy show and then they buy a drink at the comedy club and then they don't like the jokes I tell, and at the end of the show I'm standing at the table selling CDs or DVDs, and they come to tell me their problem, it's not like I can say, hey, Ray, wait a minute. Yeah, I was there. Go talk to customer service about it. Like, no, American, you provided the service. You charged the fees. You can't send me to another department within your own company so I can tell your company what you did wrong. That it doesn't work that way. But you know something? Yes, it does. It does work that way because it's an airline. And you know what the airline Bill of Rights is? You have the right to give them money and take whatever crap they give you. Oh, and don't get mad at the counter, because that's a federal crime. Don't raise your voice. And I actually don't. I'm not abusive of counter people because I know they're just doing their job. I usually laugh because it's so ridiculous that the lack of service the airline provides. And it is company policy top to bottom. So what else are we going to do? I'm back on a plane this week. And I'm on another plane next week, and it's part of my job. I'm a business traveler, so I deal with it. But oh, for a Bill of Rights. So anyway, let's move on to another thing I dealt with this week. And again, I just wonder where these things get lost. Remember the electronic medical records? Remember they were telling us that somehow our medical records were going to follow us, or doctors were going to be able to look up something that another doctor did so it's not repetitive? Well, when does that kick in at the dentist? Why is it that I go to my dentist, right, and he does a checkup and he does the x-rays, and then he says, oh, you need a, tooth removed and a dental implant, so I got to send you to that specialist. And the first thing that specialist says is, oh, I have to do an x-ray. Well, what, didn't the other guy do an x-ray? Yeah, but my x-ray is different. And then I find another one that's, a different dental surgeon, whatever they're called, the people who put in implants, oral surgeon. I want to try a different one, right? Because let me tell you something about dental insurance. If you have dental insurance, what you have is a coupon. It's like having a coupon for 10% off. Dental insurance doesn't cover anything. The best advice I got from a dentist is, if you want insurance to fix your teeth, slam your head through a car windshield, lose the teeth, then your car insurance will cover it 100%. So dental insurance is a joke. So I shop different oral surgeons. So I go to another one. They're like, oh yeah, we gotta do x-rays. And they want to charge you every time they do x-rays. I'm like, hey, can't we somehow share these pictures? Not to mention, I don't know what all this radiation's doing in my head. But again, I fly every week, so I'm way past the radiation causing cancer stage. Believe me, if I got cancer, it's courtesy of an airline. But it just seems to me we could share the x-rays. Just saying. Don't know when that's going to kick in. Don't know if it's going to happen. Government has a technology to listen to my cell phone call. Somewhere there's a technology to share a dental x-ray. I'm not a genius, but some geniuses out there. Make it happen, please. Okay, we're going to move on. Enough of my personal problems, even though I relate them to the world. All right, it's not just about me. I know I'm not the only one to have these problems at the dentist. Can't wait till the work starts. Ooh, oral surgery. That's always fun, particularly when you're a comic. Hey, Alonzo, shut your ass up for 3 days and live through a straw. OK, Can't wait till that happens. So, Arizona. Let's talk about Arizona, because you might not believe this, might surprise you, but it is actually one of my favorite states. I think Arizona is beautiful. The desert fascinates me. I love it out there. If you can actually feel a spirituality in a place, yeah, I'm going a little new age on you, but I'm telling you, it's true. I literally feel better when I'm in the Arizona desert. I don't know what that is, but it, whether you believe it or not, whatever, I feel better. I invested in real estate. I bought a condo in Scottsdale some years ago. And if you know me and if you've heard me, you know my real estate motto: buy high, sell low. Yes, I lost a fortune on that stupid condo. I bought it during the boom and ended up losing it in a short sale. It's what I do. But still, don't hold that against the state of Arizona. Love Arizona. Arizona politicians are out of their minds. Arizona, I'm not sure when, but it is now officially Western Mississippi. The most backwards ass, and it's not even comical, it's like horrible. That's why it's comical. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Arizona legislature, the state legislature, passed a bill that basically said you can discriminate against gay couples. Segregation, discriminate. It's literally the same as in the 60s, you know, when everything was segregated, when you had your black water fountain and your white water fountain and your black bathroom and your white bathroom, because the races couldn't mix. And it says so in the Bible. See, here's the thing. They use the Bible. They use religion to cover up this fear. And believe me, it's a hatred, and all these hatreds are based in fear. So they have this tremendous fear of gay people. So they're trying to say that Jesus said that if you love Jesus, then you hate gay people, so you don't have to serve them. That was a law, that you could claim your religion didn't allow you, made you not want to. You weren't going to do business with a gay couple because of your religion. And it's beautiful the way they write it, because it's not anti-gay, it's pro-religion. It's protecting the religious people. We have to be protected from those evil gay couples running around just doing gay stuff. They're just out being gay. What about the children? We got to protect the children. Trust me, the children are always involved. So they come up with this ridiculous, horrible bill. And the governor is being urged to veto the bill. I mean, this is how bad it was. John McCain was against it, all right? And don't think John McCain isn't happy right now with what's going on in the Ukraine, because he's seeing a war with Russia. Oh, he's happy, man. But getting away from that, John McCain was against it. Even some of the legislators who voted for it were hoping that the governor would veto it. In other words, they're like, look, I have a crazy constituency, so I have to vote for this thing, but please protect me from my own stupid. But then it kicked in. This is what kicked in. Money. The NFL said, you pass this law, no Super Bowl. Apple said, we're not building the plant. A few other companies, we're not having our convention. We're not playing golf in Arizona, blah, blah, blah. So finally, Governor Brewer, the woman who runs Arizona, vetoed the bill the day before it would have become law. And here's the thing. You know what segregation they were worried about? They were worried about segregating Arizona and money. That's the thing. She did the right thing for the wrong reason. If it was up to her, in her perfect world, you would be able to discriminate against gays. Actually, Arizona doesn't have a law against discriminating against gays, so you still can do it, but you have to come up with a different reason. See, that's the difficulty in Arizona. You got to come up with the reason for why you do it. Like, say a black and a Mexican guy walk into a bar. No, I'm not starting a bad joke. I'm making an example. Now, do you discriminate against them because they might be a gay couple? Or do you go after them because the Mexican's probably illegal? Or do you go after the black guy because good old-fashioned racism, the way God intended, was white and black? I'm really not sure. I mean, the two guys will get shot by Sheriff Joe. I'm just not sure what reason good old Sheriff Joe will use for shooting them. Sheriff Joe is the sheriff of the county that covers Phoenix. He's crazy. He's still looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate. He's the most anti-Mexican guy you can imagine. That I'm not even going to go into him. But what the hell is going on with Arizona? And here's the thing with Governor Brewer. Like, she tries to be this extreme right wing, right? She's the one who waved her finger in Barack Obama's face. And they have this crazy discrimination law. Arizona was the last state to accept Martin Luther King's birthday as a holiday and on. But I wonder, where does she stand in the Republican war on women? I mean, if she supports this right-wing agenda, it seems to me they should just pay her less than they paid their last male governor. Just say, hey, you're a woman. We don't pay the same, because that's a right-wing Republican bill. They're happy with that. And where are the insults? Because they're already, believe me, they already started in on Hillary Clinton. And it's not Hillary Clinton's policies or Hillary Clinton's history as the Secretary of State. It's her thighs. Her thighs are a bit big, so she couldn't be a good president. Oh, I can't wait till she becomes president. She's going to blow their minds. I don't know if their level of hate ratchets up. Like, who do they hate more, a black man or a white woman? It's going to be a tough one. Stay tuned. But you also have that whole right wing. They have this weird, I don't want to call it acceptance, I'll call it a dismissal of rape. Rape's not very serious to them. Rape to them is a lot of jokes. You know, they're like, hey, you get raped, and if you've been raped and you get pregnant, then God just meant for you to be raped. Got to have that baby. That's their policy. It's mind-boggling. I don't even understand it. But I tell you what it's not. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not religion. It's not Christian, because that's the cover they use. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is not Christian, okay? Jesus was this crazy liberal socialist guy. Jesus would not have anything to do with today's right wing. Absolutely would not. Just there's nothing. I'm no biblical expert, but you look at Jesus's message: love thy neighbor as thine self, love thy enemies. It just help the weakest. He didn't like the money changers. Those would be bankers. It just everything that you read about Jesus would have nothing to do with them. Now, what they like is the Old Testament. They like smiting and stoning and hatred. And that all went away in the Bible with the New Testament. Like, Jesus came and the message changed. The message, no more punishment. Now it's love. And they missed that. So I read a very interesting article in the Huffington Post about the end of religion. And don't panic, because it's not anti-religion. It's not, you know, religion is bad. But it actually talks about what religion is and what's going on with it. The author, and oh, don't let me screw up this name, because then I'll be John Travolta. And no, I'm not doing that hack Travolta name joke routine. But called The End of Religion, and it's written by Nathanael Miles Yepes, or Yepes. I'm not, if he's Latin, the Y is pronounced Yepes, but it might be Yepes, okay? But anyway, he talks about religion ending, and he's talking about that bad religion. He's talking about the religion that says hate gays. He's talking about the religion that was used as a tool for segregation, or to justify slavery, or the mistreatment of women, and all of these negative things from religion. Understand that religion is not an end unto itself, right? Religion was a path. The Bible or the Quran or Buddhist reading, whatever you read, it was meant to be a path to spirituality. It was, in other words, the Bible, the New Testament, okay, we'll talk about the Christian part, which is after Jesus was born, was there to guide you to be more like Jesus. It wasn't meant to smack you down or to punish you. And he talks about this in this article. It's very interesting. So what he said is religion is a sociological construct meant to take us back to the primary experience from which it arose. In other words, religion is created by man to take us back to that spiritual feeling that it came from, that God that it came from. That's, we're supposed to get there. And some of the great religious people of all time talked about, Buddha taught that, this is from Buddha, religion is like a raft one makes and uses to cross a river. Once you're on the other side, you needn't carry it around on your back, okay? So religion is a means to spirituality. It's a means to feeling better, feeling that connection, feeling God-like, feeling Christ. Whatever it is you're looking for, religion is to help you get there, but the religion itself is not there. Does that make sense? Do you understand that? So these people who are using religion as this tool of control, it's slipping. It's slipping because people are seeing through it. Because you can't live in hate. You can't maintain that level of hate. Okay. Dick Cheney can. And he seems to live forever. I'm telling you, we got to watch Dick Cheney. I'm not sure what the hell's going on there, but the man's going to live forever on pure evil. So maybe I'm wrong about this whole thing, but I like what the article is saying. It's like you'll hear it now that there's a spirituality movement that's conquering the religious movement and so on. I'm not saying religion is bad. I'm saying the way they use it, listen, Arizona, Mississippi, backwoods parts of Louisiana and Alabama and Georgia, once you leave Atlanta, you're losing it. Florida, we'll get to you later. Don't think Jesus ever stood his ground. Just saying, don't think there came a time where Jesus saw a black teenager maybe carrying a box of Skittles, maybe playing loud music and said, you're going to have to go. Just don't think it's going to work that way. So, and I said it before in my last podcast, if you take away the titles and you look at our religious right crazies and you look at the Taliban, same thing. A lot of hair, a lot of beards, a lot of hatred of women, a lot of hatred of anyone different than themselves. Just saying. That's it. That's all I got this week. Didn't mean to end on a down note. And I don't think I did. You guys are above that. You're smart. You're thinkers. This weekend, I'm going bananas. Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Don't worry, Christy will not mess with the highway. You can get there. Next week, for the first time, I'll be working at Aces Comedy Club, which is in beautiful Temecula. And the following week, I'm going to be at Comics up in Foxwoods Casino. That's right. I'm going from L.A. to New Jersey, back to California, back to Connecticut. You know why? Because I love airlines. It's in my Bill of Rights. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, I need Twitter followers. Please follow me on Twitter. Tell your friends. Post. Do something. Help! I need thousands more Twitter followers. I'm trying to sell this book idea. I love you guys. Thank you. Good night.